It always seems to come right when I am on the cusp of sleep. The warmth I have found in my bed is replaced with the icy chill of the past. Memories of former sins howl in my thoughts. The cold, hard facts of history past, as clear and as bright as they are judgmental and dark. The devil comes to my conscience, just like Scrooge's ghost of Christmas past, using my history against me. The comfort of my bed is replaced with the cold winter of guilt. Ebenezer Scrooge knew this winter. He was undone by his past. Even the pleasant memories, so full of warmth and joy, laughter and merriment, only served to shed further light on how far he had fallen. He was a shell of his former self. Old Fezziwig was the picture of success and happiness, everything young Ebenezer would aspire to be. But youthful aspirations towards success had become the stinging cold chains of greed, which bound him and from which he could not be free. His love for money had turned his heart to stone. He rejected love for money, and he saw it all so clearly. The blistering winds of the past continued to howl. Scrooge cried out against the ghost of Christmas past. Leave me. Take me back.
Hunt me no longer.
But the ghost was undisturbed by any of Scrooge's efforts to drive him away. See, you cannot change the past. The ghost of Christmas past is much like that Satan of old, the devil whose name means accuser. He loves to haunt us in the dark of night with our past sins, to present our lives as hopeless to our consciences. He loves to use your past to remove your hope. But as it is so often with this wicked enemy, he cannot do things the whole way. He cannot do things the right way. For this accuser who loves to bring up the past and the trial of our lives will not go back far enough. Scrooge cries in agony for this ghost to be gone, but he has nowhere to send him. For you cannot change the past. The past remains the same. So when it comes to the ghost of a devil, you must learn to beat him at his own game. You must become the cold winter breeze of accusation against this devil who loves to bring up your past. In the cold, dark night of guilt, you take Scrooge's words on your lips and you cry out, "Leave me, devil! Haunt me no longer!" But now you have something that Scrooge did not. You have Christ, so you know where to send that devil. You say, "Haunt me no longer." You have no right to it. Let us attend that dark night 2,000 years ago on Golgotha, when your head was crushed by the crucified foot of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to bring to me my past sins? I say, bring them, you defeated ghost. In fact, let's bring them to the cross at Calvary, where Jesus took them as his own and set me free from your accusations. My past is forgiven on account of what Christ has done for me, and his death is your defeat. You are conquered, ghost of the past, for you see, you cannot change the past. My past is sinful, but it is forgiven, washed in that blood shed in that crucifixion under Pontius Pilate. And now at this, the devil must flee. And you can warm up next to the fire and light of Christ's mercy. You can cover yourself in the warm blanket of the Lord's Prayer, sing a hymn, and go to sleep at once in good cheer, knowing that Christ has done all of this for you.
This Christmas Carol special of White Horse Inn has been a Sola Media production, co-produced by Aaron Simon and Caleb Waite, conceptualized by Caleb Waite, engineered and edited by Aaron Simon.